This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, April 5, the King. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly.'" They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing, untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. At a U2 rock concert, the lead singer, Bono, redirected some of the crowd's praise. "This one's for God," I heard him yell, but I'm not sure how many others could hear him over all the noise. That concert crowd reminds me of the crowd at Jerusalem as Jesus rides in on a colt. That crowd also misses that this one's for God. Instead, they seem pretty sure that Jesus is for them. But as Mark tells it, this episode is rather anticlimactic. There's hardly any response after Jesus enters the temple courts. We don't see opposition from the government or the religious leaders. Sometimes following Jesus can feel anticlimactic to us. We want Jesus to swoop in and face off with whatever troubles us. The crowd in Mark's account yells, "Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David." They want an earthly kingdom like David's, and a king who will rise up and fight for them. Like us, they've missed what Jesus is really about. Hosanna means save us. As king, Jesus has done that. But saving us required more than setting up a new nation or religion. It meant Jesus had to die for all our sin. Jesus had to fight a spiritual battle. And because Jesus was victorious, we have a king who offers us not just a better life right now, but new life with him forever. Pray with me. King Jesus, sometimes I just want you to fix what's broken right now. Help me to be patient and rest secure in your timing. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.